Hey, Brady.
Hey, how we doing?
Good. How are you?
How are you?
How do you feel about starting this weekend?
Good, good. I mean, I hear some familiar voices out there. No, I feel good. You know, I think any time you get the opportunity to start a National Football League, man, is I'm very blessed. It's a great opportunity for me.
What do you feel about your time here? You never really got the opportunity to play that you kind of thought maybe coming in here that you would.
Yeah, you know, it was unfortunate, but, you know, that's how life works out sometimes. You know, sometimes God has a different plan for you, and, you know, you got to kind of just try to learn the best you can, you know, regardless of the circumstance or situation, and then, you know, take what you can and move forward.
How tough was it, Brady? I mean, that's a long 2 years.
It was tough. But look, I mean, I think it's always tougher when things aren't going well. So maybe that first season than it was, you know, the second season. You know, when a team makes the playoffs and wins a game in the playoffs, I think, you know, you're doing the best you can just to be, you know, supportive always. But when you're winning for whatever reason, I think it's a little bit easier for you to deal with than when things aren't going as well.
Did you take some good feeling? I mean, you've been – an awful lot of people here have credited you with working with Tim, you know, in a time when you probably also wanted to play. Do you take some solace in that?
No, I don't know about all that. I mean, I try to be the best teammate I could. You know, try to help out wherever I could with Tim or anyone else on the team. So I take a lot of, you know, pride in what I do and trying to prepare guys no matter what the role is, whether you're a starter or a backup or something else.
What are your thoughts about facing Von Miller?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not just Von. I mean, the whole team is tough. I mean, I think everyone in the National Football League does that. When you're watching film, you can see it. You know, both Von and Elvis. And I think when you look inside, you know, you got Bannon back there, and he's always pushing the pocket. You know, Wolf, they just got in this past year. He's great as well, kind of working in the pocket and everything. So, again, you go across the secondary. I mean, everyone's talented. Everyone's got speed. It's an extremely tough defense, and they're playing lights out right now.
In what ways do you think you've grown and can do better compared to the last time you were starting in Cleveland?
Well, you know, I think anytime you're able to kind of, you know, go back and look at some of your mistakes when you were younger playing and then, you know, be able to try to, you know, fix things and understand schemes a little bit better and all that too, I think it's to your advantage. And I think I've been able to do that. And I think the other thing is really just kind of as you grow older and mature in this league, you kind of understand, you know, what you need to get accomplished, you know, in each game plan. I think sometimes when you're younger, you kind of feel like you have an idea of what's going on, but, you know, it takes a while. Sometimes it takes a little more reps or some playing reps actually in a game to get an understanding of that.
Is the most difficult part just not seeing those live game action reps, Brady, especially when there's so many changes on defense that you haven't seen before?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think you know, anytime you can get live reps, there's nothing like it to compare it to. So, you know, as far as practice or even preseason, I mean, it's not the same as playing in a live game. So, you know, for me, obviously, again, I haven't had as many opportunities over, you know, a six-year career to even fill up one season. So any opportunity to play for me is good. You know, I'm always learning, always continuing to try to get better.
What's it like to have Jamal Charles on your team?
It's a blessing. He's an extremely talented player. You know, he's one of those guys that you know, goes all out for you. It's not just running the ball, whether he's trying to catch the ball or even in pass protection. You know, he does everything he can. He's a great teammate and a great leader on this team.
How do you feel the chemistry's coming along with Dwayne Bowe? If he's able to go, how do you get him as involved as he can be?
Well, I mean, you got to try to target him. You got to try to get him the ball. You know, and that's, you know, that's one thing that, you know, sometimes a tough task. You know, we know teams that are going to be trying to be gunning for him. They understand how talented he is and how special he is. You know, so you usually get guys like Champ Bailey trying to match up with him, or, you know, guys trying to roll coverage to him, which is expected. So we just try to do our best we can to get him the ball.
Brady, how have you guys been able to run the ball with some consistency this year, despite some of the other things that have happened?
Well, I think, you know, that's one thing that we actually feel like we need to kind of get back to. You know, over the beginning of the season, I think we did a good job of it. We've, you know, haven't been as successful of late, and I think we've got to do a better job as players to step up and, you know, do a better job blocking this game and making the right, you know, calls up front from the QB and making things happen, because it's hard to play being a one-dimensional football team. You got to be able to run the football.
Brady, how you doing?
Good to hear you.
You know, the offensive line, we saw Monday night, with Jason Campbell. You've seen with Michael Vick, when the offensive line gets beat up, it's hard to do anything. Has that been part of the problem for the Chiefs this year? The line's just gotten beat up, number one, and B, are you getting healthier up there?
Well, I mean, look, I think, you know, anytime there's going to be change, you know, it's going to take a minute for guys to be able to adjust to everything. But, you know, we're not going to make any excuses. I mean, that's just how the NFL is. Everyone's, at this time of the year especially, is battling injuries and things that are going on. So, you know, really we're just hoping that everyone can kind of get back as soon as they can healthy and help out. And, you know, the guys that are, you know, new to the team or guys who are younger, you know, we're trying to get them as many reps and get them prepared for as possible. So, I mean, that's really where we're at.
Brady, you went through some pretty wild times here in Denver. What are your lasting memories of your time here with the Broncos?
Well, I think I try to just remember all the good, you know, and I think one of the things was, regardless of the circumstances, you know, and a 4-12 season or an 8-8 season that went to the playoffs, I think the guys and the team and the coaching staff and all that were great. You know, they remained steady and consistent in their approach to the game, you know, always trying to improve, always trying to work on technique and get better. And the guys on the team, you know, remained positive, remained close, that no one turned on each other. They continued to work hard and were extremely professional. So it's a great group of people in that building, you know, players and coaches.
No regrets that you never really got a shot here?
Well, I mean, it's not my regret, you know. I mean, it wasn't my decision. You know, I think when you're a player, you know, you take the opportunity when it's given to you. But, you know, I didn't really get that opportunity. So, you know, I think, it's a great place. I loved and enjoyed my time there with the guys who were my teammates and the coaching staff.
Brady, do you still think, given the opportunity and the chance, you can still be, you know, a starting quarterback over the long haul?
Yeah, honestly, you know, that kind of question is just, you know, to me, so far down the road than where we're at right now. I mean, I'm just trying to focus on this game, trying to get things, you know, turned around for our offense right now. And, you know, I think if you start thinking too far ahead of yourself, you're kind of putting too much on your plate. I mean, believe me, the Denver Broncos defense, you know, has enough for us to focus on. And those sorts of questions I'll worry about, you know, after the season when I get some downtime.
Was there ever a time in practice that you owned Champ Bailey?
I don't think anyone's ever owned Champ Bailey. That's why he's Champ Bailey.
About the Irish, they're gonna win you a national championship.
I hope so, man. I think, you know, as an alum and a guy who's played there, you know, you couldn't be any more proud of a group of young men who have done an amazing job. You know, really, even in bleak moments in some of those games, just pulling things out, remaining sticking together. You know, and I think everything seemed to work out in their way. You know, it seemed a little bit like destiny that things may work in their favor. You know, and I'm just hoping that, you know, people can get behind, you know, Manti Te'o and understand the type of leader and player he is, how important he is that a team, and, you know, to one of the best teams in the country, if not the best team in the country.
You think he should win the Heisman?
I mean, yeah, he's got my vote, but I'm not voting, so.
Well, thanks a lot, Brady.
All right, thank
Good
you
luck,
guys.
Brady.
Thanks.